I recently saw Saltwater Hank at Folk Music Ontario. He's from Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and put on an incredible show down in the Showcase Room in Mississauga this past month. That is Yek, a Link Ray cover of Rumble. Another Vancouver band before that, and the song Love, Love, Love by The Organ. The Organ was a post-punk band formed in Vancouver and had put out that wonderful album in 2004 called Grab That Gun, which was considered recently for the Polaris Heritage Prize. Now let's hear something from a wonderful artist, Jonathan Wilson. And Jonathan Wilson is a producer from California, and I stumbled on this track when I was sound checking in Germany a couple of years back. Here is Desert Raven.
Crystal blue will turn to ruby. the river's edge while saffron slowly grows inside the caves. The starry minds of hyacinth alone below the sun's eclipse. The sandy canyon floats beyond the waves. The raven who flies through the desert sky is wiser than you or me. The birds have a peace, a stillness of sleep, and the desert raven, he has poetry.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. That is from 2022. Ayedse is the artist, and the song is called Stay. Ayedse means good friend in Huron-Wendat, and this is a singer-songwriter based in Montreal. We've got something from Betty Wright, yeah, the cleanup woman, but not that song, a song called Where Is the Love, released on her Danger High Voltage album in 1974. Standing by Your Side is a song from Lee Fields and the Expressions from Brooklyn, New York. And he recorded his first single in 69. And it took him a while to become known. In fact, almost 30 years. So Lee Fields is out there touring and rock and rolling. He's amazing. He's pretty much, you know, like that Charles Bradley dap tone sound, which is awesome. Ghost by Desiree Dorian is coming up. This is from her brand new release, Remember Your Name. Recently, I saw her at the Americana Fest celebrations in Nashville at Canada House, and she was fantastic. We also sat on a wonderful panel during Canadian Music Week about Indigenous identity. I really have a very soft spot in my heart for Desiree and the wonderful music she puts out into the world. Noah Rinker is a new discovery for me. A song called After Dark is coming right up. It's from his album of the same name, and he's from Nevada. A really cool Americana singer-songwriter, and I hope you dig this. Here it is on the Jukebox.
On a mountain lake shore. Don't wanna see your face, don't wanna hear your name, don't wanna go where you go, just in case. Don't wanna feel you there, don't wanna breathe the same air. You're not gonna haunt me, I ain't gonna be scared by your ghost. Oh, oh. No, oh, 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 oh. I burned a picture of us since our love went up in smoke. Changed all the stations you had programmed on the radio.
Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back. excited.
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
This is Bird Note. The Cory Bustard struts across the savannas of eastern and southern Africa. Its crested head sits on top of a long neck and stilted legs. With males standing 4 feet tall and weighing 40 pounds or more, Cory Bustards are one of the heaviest birds in the world that can still fly. Though, it takes some effort. Look closely, and you'll see that this winged giant has a colorful companion. A small bird called the Carmine Bee Eater perches on the bustard's back. It has a brilliant red body with blue accents on its head and tail. True to its name, the bee eater eats plenty of bees and wasps, crushing them in its beak to avoid getting stung, then squeezing the venom out on a hard surface.